just wanna be where you are, dwelling daily in your presence. I don't wanna worship from afar. Draw me near you in the place you are. Oh my God, you are my strength and my shield. When I need your presence, though I'm weak, you're always strong. I just want to be. I just want to be with you. That saved someone like me. I was once lost, but now I have found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that told my eyes to fail, and grace my faith relieved. Oh, precious is the grace of God. They are I first believe, hallelujah, to make me dangerous towards earthness. I am already be saved, those found, and grace will lead me on. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my own secure. He will my shield and portion be as long as life. fulfilled. And mortal life shall cease. Hallelujah. I shall possess with thee the veil. A life of joy and peace. Hallelujah. The earth shall soon be so light. No, the sun forbear to but God who called me below will be forever mine when we bright shining as the sun, with no last days to sing God's praise than when we Can we shepherd of the sheep. Oh, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make us perfect in every good work to do His will. Who is working in us that which is pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ our Lord. Can we thank Him this evening and thank Him for the blood of Jesus that was shed for us? Beloved, as we say to the Lord, I celebrate you, my Father, for the blood of the everlasting covenant that answers for me, prevailing for me, atoning for me. The blood of the everlasting covenant that avails for me on a day-to-day basis. The Ila Bongros Ito, Ondega Apioto, Docle Custo Societo, Entro Negaso, Sepriando, Endeke Custo Socia, Endeke Epioto Asasia, Esoprondeke Custoso, Endeke Keke Nicru Socia, Endeke Endogogo Nicru Asate, Mekotuaza, Zeprendoso Soprondeke Custosia, Soprondeke Custose, Zeprendeke custoso sia, celebrondeke custoso, zoprondeke custoso, endaga custosa, endaga sotia. Therefore, Hebrews chapter number 13, Paul begins to pray. He said, now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord, equip us in every good thing to do His will. So the blood of everlasting covenant, the blood of Jesus, does not just establish an eternal covenant of God for us and with us. The blood of Jesus it is a divine enabler the supernatural power of God to make us complete in every good work to do His will. It's the divine power. That make us complete, power for perfection. Power for completion. Power that makes us to be well pleasing. In His sight. that makes our sacrifice to be acceptable unto the Lord. That's why you see that in the earlier session, some people sacrifice the Dathan, the Abiram, their sacrifice was rejected. Their service was unacceptable. But those that God called, beloved by his blood, the blood of the everlasting covenant, the blood that sanctified them, that made them holy and set them apart to do the will of God, made their workings in the presence of God to be pleasing in God's sight. And therefore, Aaron's rod budded. And therefore, he defended their call. So we are dealing with the power that makes perfect. It's called the power in the everlasting covenant, the power of the blood of the everlasting covenant. And that is demonstrated in the blood that was shed on Calvary. Psalm 138, verse 8, the psalmist said, the Lord will accomplish what concerns me. And when he's talking about accomplishing what concerns him, declaring about the power for divine accomplishment. Because whatever the Lord does, it is divine, supernatural. The Lord will accomplish what concerns me. Your loving kindness, O Lord, is everlasting. Do not forsake the work of your hands. The Lord will accomplish. The power that perfects. The power that fulfills. Accomplishing implies that God perfected. Everything that concerns us by his mercy. As it demonstrated his love and compassion to us by the blood that is shed on Calvary. So the blood of Jesus, this blood of the eternal spirit is still the same blood of Jesus that's available for the perfection of the workings of God in our lives. The power that by covenant make accomplishing the divinely spoken word of God to become a reality in our lives. When it's accomplished, perfected, it means it's complete. What concerns us? It simply means there is fulfillment. And nothing is broken. And nothing is missing in our lives. So whatsoever it takes, God, by the blood of everlasting covenant, is committed to make his word good. Because he is faithful that has called us and who will also do what he has promised. He called faithfully. We saw how he manifests his faithfulness in the life of those who he called. He faithfully called and faithfully do. Beloved, he is our God that has started a good work in us from the beginning of the touch heaven at times, almost about 21 hours ago, who we made perfect. What concerns us? That's why Philippians 1 says, I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. How was Paul so completely sure? Because the blood of the everlasting covenant is the blood that performs God's word on him, that by anything, and see to it that every word of God does not fail from fulfilling what they have sent it to do. And this word of this blood of Jesus, the blood of the eternal Spirit, was shed to release the prisoners out of the pit where they were falling. Zechariah chapter number 10. Chapter number 9. The word of the Lord says, as for you also, verse 11, Zechariah chapter 9, as for you also, because of the blood of my covenant, which is the blood of God's agreement that seals every word that he has given to us this month, said, as for you, because of the blood of my covenant with you, my chosen people, the covenant that was sealed with blood, I have freed your prisoners from the waterless pit. Because of the blood of covenant, he made free those who were in the bottomless pit. Beloved, those who are locked in, those who have been imprisoned, are made free by the blood of Jesus. So we see that not only does the blood perfect, complete what concerns us, make us to be pleasing to God, this blood of Jesus is God's agreement to make his word good. This blood of Jesus is the liberation force. It's the force of freedom. From whether the pit, the grave, the death trap, the death sentence, as for you, because of the blood of my agreement with you, I have set your people free from deep hole that has no water. Return to the strong city, you prisoners who have all. Today I'm telling you that I will give you twice as much as you had before. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, God establishes double honor for every place of trouble. Twice as much as you had before. So this blood of the everlasting covenant, which we have seen in other sessions as the blood of redemption, the defect remover, the sin killer, beloved, the trouble terminator, it is the same blood of Jesus that will release from captivity beloved, blood of Jesus that we saw in 1 Peter chapter number 1 from verse 18 to 22, that rid us of any evil carried over tradition religion carried over from our grandfathers, any genetic disorder any causes of any type. The blood of everlasting covenant is the bubble buster that does not just terminate the sin, but rid us of every impact, consequences of sin, and rescued us. This blood speaks for deliverances. It answers as a covering for us and our household. It is the blood of atonement for you and I. Leviticus 17:11. What does it mean for this blood of Jesus to atone for us? It purges us in the same way that Matthew 3:11 and John will say that Jesus, as the fan and the blade, is the one that baptizes with fire. And when he baptizes with fire, he will thoroughly purge his floor. Rid us of everything that is not meant to be in our lives. That is the instrument of divine cleansing. It is an antidote for any infection. That has corrupted our body, which is the temple of the living God. It is the power of God to chase the stranger in our body. We saw that this blood of Jesus atoning for us does not just cleanse and purges us, it covers us covering assault of the enemy. It is the same blood of the Lamb that negates every illegal agreement. Illegal agreements contrary to the agreement made by God. The blood of the everlasting covenant, as the blood of atonement, will nullify every agreement with death. Agreement with the grave. Agreement with hell. And prevent them from prevailing over our lives. Isaiah 28:18. And, you know, because other men make agreements with death, with hell, and they want to enforce it, God said, there is a superior covenant in the blood of Jesus that shatter every agreement with hell, every agreement with Hades, every agreement that is contrary to us. God will negate them by the blood of atonement, the blood of everlasting covenant. This blood of Jesus became a difference maker as the blood of atonement in Leviticus. It was not just the blood that infused life into men, but because verse 14 said that the life of the flesh is in the blood, the life giver. But it is also a sanctifier. It is a purifier. This blood of everlasting covenant makes holy. Many times, and you know, I've also been a casualty of the same. Maybe a victim of the same. Many years ago, I just thought I cover myself with the blood, and that is what you don't even know what it's supposed to stand for. We just say what we were told. We don't really understand the power in the blood of the everlasting covenant of God. It is the blood that enforces God's commitment. To every one of his spoken word. And so we saw in Exodus chapter number 12. That this blood of Jesus, the atoning blood, the redeeming blood, was also the blood of Passover. The Passover blood. God says if I see the blood on the doorpost of the house of the Israelites, I will pass over there. When the Lord smites the land, he allowed destruction to pass over his own people. That's why it is called the blood of Passover. The destroyer could not enter into their midst. The destroyer passed by, passed over them. Beloved, the blood of Jesus it has a voice. Hebrews 12:24 is a sprinkling speaking blood. Whose voice speaks in our favor? It's a voice of favor. It's the voice that speaks good and better things concerning us. It's the blood that fulfills every word that God has given. It speaks for our forgiveness. Mark chapter number 14, verse 24. By this blood, of covenant, we are sanctified. We are made holy. As we come into his presence in this session, it is important that we know that Hebrews chapter number 9, you can read it in your own time. From verse 11, it is by this blood of the everlasting covenant that you and I have access to the throne of God. The veil tear, and you and I can say, I call God Abba Father because by the blood of Jesus, our eternal redemption has been secured. I said my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. We were once far away from God, but the blood of Jesus paved the way for us to come near to Him. He brought us into the kingdom of His dear Son. We that were called no people, we were called God's people. So as we see earlier, you and I, became partakers of God's divine nature by the power of the blood that was shed for us. It's the blood that cleanses and leaves no defect. It's the blood that gives us power to overcome. Revelation 12:11. To conquer. Beloved, so we see. Wherever there is a shedding of the blood, there is remission of sins. And God's word is sealed for its performance without fail because the blood answered. And it's still answering. It is my prayer as we take this prayer this time that as for us, our children, we will be spiritually informed. And take a place as the spirit of every man. Receive the efficacy of the power in the blood of Jesus. And from today, it begins to work in us. It begins in our favor, but against the wicked, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So the Lord said, I will pass through the land and the blood of Passover became the blood of exemption from destruction. The Lord sent me in this session as we apply the blood in this month of November, the blood of the everlasting covenant. It will not only remove us from being a victim of negativity or evil report, it will be for us the blood of protection, preservation, the blood that makes perfect, that showcases the power of God to complete and perfect what concerns us. This blood of the Lamb of God will answer by mercy, and see that every iota of God's word concerning every family every individual, every church represented, they meet with supernatural performance in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, this moment, we're going to effect true declaration divine decrees. However, the blood of Jesus that is shed on Calvary, the blood that was shed before the foundation of the earth, that has a voice that speaks, begin to speak in the life of every prevailer, exemption for trouble, exemption from any form of harassment of the devil, exemption from any negativity, exemption from any evil report, exemption from being victimized, exemption from being seek exemption from anything that is contrary to the word of the Lord. Therefore, I want us to lift up our voices before the Lord, and we are saved by the blood of the everlasting covenant. My Father, establish for me the covenant of mercy and the covenant of grace by the blood of everlasting covenants. Establish for me and my household and the prevailers around the earth the blood of preservation. Let it answer for our preservation, for our sustainers. Let it answer as the life-giving force of God for every prevailer around the earth in the mighty name of Jesus. Except for the Lord will pass over through to kill the Egyptians, but when he sees the blood around your door, the Lord will pass over the door. God engaged the instrument of destruction to smite the Egyptian, but it engages the blood of Jesus, the blood as a token for securing our protection, preserving our lives. Therefore, you are going to say, I cover myself, my entire household, with the blood of the everlasting covenant, securing for me exemption from disaster, exemption from destruction, exemption from death, exemption from disease, exemption from failure, exemption from failing, exemption from falling, exemption from accident, exemption from negative incident, exemption from every evil arrow, exemption from miscarriage, exemption from abortion, exemption from regression, exemption from backwardness, exemption from every stagnation, exemption from every poison, exemption from death, exemption from jaundice, exemption from every form of satanic assault, exemption from happens in that time, exception from the arrow that flies at noonday. I declare blood of the everlasting covenant, establish the covenant of life, the covenant of favor, the covenant of divine help, the covenant of greatness, the covenant of joy, the covenant of peace, the covenant of exceeding great grace of God over my life, over this commission, over our members, over everyone that is called by God in this commission. I decree and declare by the blood of the eternal Spirit of the Lord, we are exempted from failing. We are exempted from earthquake. We are exempted from satanic assault. We are exempted from the polluters. We are exempted from corruptivity. We are exempted from every oppression of darkness. We are exempted today in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Isopi atuata aya, exempted from barrenness, exempted from lack of results, exempted from lack of productivity, exempted from painful labor, exempted from depreciation, exempted from decay and destruction, exempted from the sentence of hell, from the sentence of insanity, from the sentence of the grave, from evil agreement with hell, evil agreement with satanic verdict. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare, as for me, my household, and the prevailers, be accepted from everything that troubles the earth. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I decree by the blood of the everlasting covenant of God that cannot be broken, let every word of God spoken, decreed, stated concerning us, written on our behalf, begins to find expression in the name of the Lord Jesus. I cover my household. I cover my children. I cover every husband, every wife, every parent, every business, every career, everything that is concerning the prevailers, every machinery, every equipment, every business, every investment. I cover us by the blood of Jesus. 1,000 shall fall on our side, 10,000 on our right side. With our eyes we will see the reward of the wicked. No evil shall come near us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling places. By the blood of the everlasting covenant of Jesus Christ that cannot be broken, I set loose every captive. I declare that every chain of captivity be broken. I command the prisoners be released from the prison of lack, prison of want, prison of limitation, prison of backwardness, prison of poverty, prison of sickness, prison of death, prison of any kind of assassination to our dreams, to our vision. I decree we are made all. We are free now. We are free now. We are free now. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the blood of the new covenant that speaks better things than the blood of Abel, I declare this blood of Jesus begins to speak for our favor, speak for our lifting, speak for our rejoicing, speak for our establishment, speak for our progress, speak for our peace, speak for our restoration, speak for our recovery, speak for our revival, speak and release life, speak and release hope, speak and release sadness, speak and release our altar, over our marriage, in the mighty name of Jesus. The precedent of God is established in our lives by the sprinkling speaking blood of Jesus, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb of God. I decree and declare that the prevailers begin to have access to open heaven, to the throne of God, blood by the power in the blood of Jesus. Our road begins to blood, that the supernatural manifestations of God begins to take place in our lives, in the name of Jesus. By the covenant of the blood of Jesus, our destroyers are destroyed. Those who pray against us become a prey. Our spoilers are spoiled. Our adversaries, every one of them, go into captivity from today. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I decree a purging now of any poison, any stranger in our vessel, in our body, in our environment, in our habitation, in the mighty name of Jesus. Jump for by the power in the blood of Jesus. I command every defect be removed, every sin be terminated, every trouble be terminated, every expectation of the devil be met with disappointment by the blood of Jesus. I decree that every evil carry over expire today. Every tradition and religious carry over expire today. Every spirit of grief, every spirit of sorrow, every spirit of failure expire today. In the mighty name of Jesus, be under the earth by the power in the blood of Jesus. I decree, let there be a way made for us where there is no way. By the power in the blood of Jesus, I decree and declare, our portions are restored to us. Our portions are released to us. Our portions are given to us. By the covenant of the blood of Jesus, we receive divine help even in every place where we think help cannot come from, because our help cometh from the Lord, because the Lord our God shall help us. Therefore, we shall not be disgraced. We shall not be put to shame. In the mighty name of Jesus, it shall be andolic and quasos ye, be atrosos ye ato, and denge quaso, and so pro denge custosos ye, in la bagosa. I decree, let everyone limited to time, limited by time, limited by the words of man, I command a release from every form of limitation today, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, by the covenant in the blood of Jesus. I command the prevailers arise and shine, for our light has come, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Darkness shall cover the land, but upon us shall the glory of God, the exceeding greatness of the divine power, the divine light, the divine light of God, shall begin to find expression. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the covenant of the blood of Jesus, we are brought into supernatural favor. We are brought into supernatural favor. The Lord defended our cause. Secure our Lord in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Our sons and our daughters, they shall be brought from afar. They shall be north, even around us. Every gate of brass, every bars of iron, they are broken today. The lives of kings, are unguarded to open before us a double door that our gate to divine liberty, gates to divine rescue, gates to divine help, gates to divine stability, gates to divine settlement, it shall no longer be shut in the mighty name of Jesus. By the covenant of the blood of Jesus, I decree and declare, let the prevailers, every one of us, begin to receive and obtain and walk in and have access to the treasures of darkness, the hidden riches in secret places, in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare, Zuhula Bangogosi Ito, Ende Epiato, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I command a distinguishing grace of God upon our life that separates the holy from the profane, that makes a difference in our life. By the covenant of the blood of Jesus, I command our heaven to open. I decree our prayers receive divine and quick answer. Before we call, the Lord shall hear us when we are yet speaking. It will answer us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I decree and declare, by the blood of the Lamb of God, our heritage is secured. Our family is secured. Our businesses are secured. Our careers are secured in the blood of Jesus. Our blessings will no longer be deluded us or denied us in the name of Jesus. The covenant blessing of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob begins to find an expression in our lives in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I decree and declare, when men are saying there is a casting down, when we say there is a lifting up for us, for God is our glory and the lifter up of our head, by the covenant of the everlasting blood of Jesus that was shed before the foundation of the earth, as this month continues to unravel and the days and the months are ahead, I decree and declare, whatsoever we set our heart to do shall be made possible for us. Every resource is required, every grace required to walk according to the divine word of God. They begin to locate us and find expression in our lives in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I decree, it is well with our spirit, it is well with our soul. The strangers shall fade away, and they shall leave their hidden places by the blood of Jesus. Any stranger, object, or stranger of any poison, any stranger taking out of the mind, any stranger hiding in any component of the body, I serve you an eviction notice. Be gone now, be gone forever. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the life of the flesh is in the blood. Therefore, we partake of the life of Jesus. The resurrection life that swallows up deadness, that swallows up defeat, that swallows up disgrace, that swallows up despair, that swallows up disappointment, that swallows up discouragement, that swallows up every form of confusion in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, over this commission, I decree the blood of Jesus cover us. The glory of the Lord is the canopy of our lives. The word of God is the fire of God around us, because the Lord has surrounded us even with his fire. The wall of fire is built, erected by God, making us inaccessible to every satanic demonic spirit, to every accuser of the brethren, to every form of opposition, to every form of intimidation, I command our protection. But the covenant in the blood of Jesus, let the blueprint and the mandate of God over this mother begin to find expression in our lives. Therefore, our going out and our coming in, I declare you blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare that this blessing shall come upon us and overtake us. I decree and declare, in the city we are blessed on the field. The fruit of our body is blessed. Our kneading bowl and our basket is blessed. The increase of our kind and the increase of our sheep is blessed. Our plots, our jaws are blessed. Our investment are blessed. Our basket and our store is blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree by the blood of Jesus, every sentence of emptiness is averted. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I decree and declare our enemy that come against us by the covenant of the blood of Jesus, they are smitten before our face. Our fear begins to fall upon those who made us afraid in this spot and throughout the days of our lives. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord will establish us as his holy people, his royal priesthood, his holy nation, his peculiar people, by the covenant of the blood of Jesus. The book of remembrance is open concerning us. The Lord shall make us plenteous in goods, plenteous in the fruit of our body, plenteous in our cattle, plenteous in the fruit of our ground. The Lord shall make us fruitful. We shall multiply. We shall increase greatly. In the mighty name of Jesus, the heaven over our life is open to release over us the good treasure of God, to give us rest rain in their season. Our flowers shall not wither. In the name of Jesus, both the early and the late rain of God, they begin to come in this same season. We will no longer know dryness. In the mighty name of Jesus, supernatural help begin to locate us wherever we turn, wherever we go. In the mighty name of Jesus, when man said that there is a casting down, we will say there is a lifting up for us. We shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. We shall build forth our fruit in the same season. I decree and declare, our leaf will not wither. Whatsoever we lay our hands on, or whatsoever we do, shall prosper. In the name of the Lord Jesus, by the covenant of the blood of Jesus, I decree that the Lord has sent forth his hand in our direction to favor us, to lift us up, to meet every one of our need. No good thing shall be withholden from us. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, by this covenant of the everlasting covenant in the blood of Jesus, I decree and declare, every embargo of darkness is rolled away. Every covenant of resistance is broken now. Whosoever will resist us, they will not be able to succeed. Their manipulation and their oppression will meet with disappointment. They will not be able to perform their enterprise in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, I decree every lion's den that have arrested destiny put up for our release and for our coming out. Every form of prison built, erected at any place, visible or invisible, I command be opened up now for our release, for our rescue, name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the blood of Jesus, every word called by God in the leadership and in the members of this commission, and our extended family, our businesses, and our careers, I decree today, by the same power that created the heavens and the earth and sustained all that was made, by the word of his power, backed up by covenant that cannot be broken through the blood of Jesus, I decree and declare that the blueprint of God, the covenant of the proof of inexhaustible power of the resurrection of Christ begins to find expression in our lives and through our lives, in our ministry and through our ministry, in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. To us that believers, there shall be a performance of what has been spoken to us by the Lord. For it is written, I will decree a thing and it shall be established. Therefore, I decree and declare the establishment of every spoken word of God in the life of every prevailer without fail, in the name of Jesus. For he that has spoken it is the one that perform it. Therefore, the Lord will do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ever think or imagine by the power of his Spirit that is at work in us. In the name of Jesus, unto you, the eternal God, the ancient of days, that has called me and sent me, the one that performed the word of his servant and executed the word of his messenger, unto you I return the glory, the honor, and the praise, because you will yet perform to perfection every word that has gone forth out of your mouth concerning us, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. 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 Therefore, I decree this spoken. Everything declared meets with their divine perfection, performance, completion, execution, and fulfillment in every one of our lives, in this commission, in our calling, in our ministry, businesses, and careers, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus.